All right, injuries. John Dornbos actually made it through the game, did very well with a high ankle sprain. Feels pretty good today. Should be ready to practice this week. And my hat's off to the kid. I mean, for doing a great job in this game. Ended up making the first tackle on the first punt there. So, Derek Landry has some knee inflammation. Again, he should be ready to go Wednesday. LeSean McCoy just had a little tweak of his knee, had a little swelling on it, but he's okay. Akeem Jordan with a hamstring strain, he is making progress. He'll struggle to practice on Wednesday. Michael Vick mentioned he had a had hurt his knee. He just has a knee contusion. He's fine. He was up and moving today and doing good. Just to start this off, I just want to wish our prayers to Chuck Pagano and the fight that he's got ahead of him. And if anybody will attack it the way that I know the doctors would want it, it's Chuck. I mean, he's a tough nut, and he's got a great mindset, not only for life, but for the game. And so, but our thoughts and prayers here with the Eagles go out to him, and we know he's going to be okay in the long haul here, which is the most important thing. As far as our football team goes, it was good to bounce back after a tough loss. You're never quite sure. We hadn't been through that here with this group, so you're never quite sure until you go through it with a group. You think you know, but until you do it, you don't know. So, but the guys, they worked hard during the week. They had a good attitude. They came out and played well. The first half, I thought, we kind of traded punches with one another defensively. I thought both offenses were kind of struggling that first half, and then things got going. With really the first drive of both offenses, the second half, and so the perseverance that we had through all three phases of the game, I thought were important. Got a ton of work ahead of us. We're coming out of another win here, where we've got plenty of things to work on during the week, and we'll do that. We'll attack those. I obviously don't feel like we've come close to playing our best football yet, and I don't think our players do, nor coaches. One of the positives was I thought we found rhythm offensively. We were able to get ourselves in rhythm that second half and had a nice mix of run, pass, play pass, attempted screens. We didn't do – they weren't as successful as we wanted, but we at least got ourselves in a rhythm. And we had no turnovers, which we won that battle for the first time this year. And that's important at this level, obviously. I thought Michael, it was good to get Michael going here. And Mike takes a lot of responsibility on himself. It's a joint effort. We've all got a piece of that, from the play callers to the players around him. And I thought everybody picked up their game. The O-line, I thought, did a nice job of adjusting. Howard and Marty did a nice job of making adjustments coming out that second half. And we've got a number of runs that we have on our game plan sheet, and the early ones, for whatever reason, one reason or another, weren't working. And they made the necessary adjustments to get either different runs in or change the blocking assignments to get the other ones working. Defensively, I thought we came in. I thought Juan had a good game plan, as did Marty on the offensive side. Juan had a good game plan for the Giants, and I would tell you if they weren't the hottest offensive team in the league, they surely were one of them. So, and their quarterback, who I have the utmost respect for, was playing out of his mind, and made some unbelievable plays in this game. But coming into this game was just on fire. So, and again, this starts up front. I thought Cullen and Fletcher, our D-line played well, but Cullen and Fletcher, I thought, did a nice job. When they're chipping your outside defenders, your defensive ends, then you've got to make sure that you you take care of business with the inside players. And so I thought they were able to give good inside pressure on the quarterback. And then in the secondary, I thought we challenged them. So it wasn't all perfect. Well, we came out and we challenged and made Eli throw into small windows. And that's a tough thing to do on a consistent basis. Special teams-wise, we've got some work to do on the kickoff coverage and kickoff return units. There's no reason we should be playing like we are in those spots. An opportunity to go through that with Bobby this morning, and we've just got to straighten a few things up there. And so we'll go about working on that this week. Time's yours.
Hey, with the kickoff coverage, I mean, do you need to get deeper kickoffs or higher kickoffs? Do you really need to get better kickoffs to start it off?
Well, a couple of kickoffs were a bit short. Hang time is important. But we had guys in position around that 25-yard line at the catch. And so, you know, you've just got to, you know, you got to make sure that you work the right techniques, have the right scheme, right techniques, and we should be okay. And the kicker's got to do his job, too. So, I mean, but I wouldn't say that was the number one thing, no.
You didn't mention Namdi in the eye on your injury report. How is he today?
Yeah, Namdi's okay. Yeah, he finished the game okay, and he's okay today. We were lucky we had a specialist right there, so we're able to take care of that. He'll, they gave him drops to put in there last night afterwards, and he'll be reevaluated again tomorrow. It takes about 24 hours for the drop. So.
How much did the kick cover problems have to do with the fact that Colt wasn't there, Akeem, two of your best special teams guys, and you never did mention Colt as far as injury?
Yeah, Colt will be ready to go here. Yeah, if I didn't mention them, they'll be today. They'll be ready to practice. So,
a year ago at this time, you guys were 1-3, having lost three fourth quarter. Then you're 3-1, having come back in the fourth quarter in all three of these games.
Did he say that in the interview?
Is there any link between the two, or is it just a different year and a different?
Yeah, I'd probably say that. I've kind of stated this from the end of last season that I thought one of the positives that this team had going for them was if they can maintain that attitude that they finished the season with. We were lucky enough where we were able to maintain most of that football team, personnel-wise, and then add a few young guys in there. But they were able to do that. That carried them over through the OTAs, brought them through the training camp, pretty tough training camp, and then it's helped them, I think, through the early part of the season. So, well, you know, every week's a challenge in this league. These guys, they've got a good attitude, though. They're tough. There's a toughness about them, a certain mentality about them that you appreciate.
A lot of the fans are curious whether the side of play calling is kind of a recognition of that you guys need to be a little bit more balanced and perhaps conservative, or if it's just specific to the Giants.
Well, you guys are good about asking me that every week, so I will tell you that you like to have a balance. Does that necessarily mean it's a 50-50 balance? No, that's not what it necessarily means. Number one, you want to do what it takes to win. And then two, you want to make sure that you get your group in rhythm and that you keep the defense out of rhythm. So the best way to do that is to utilize all your different groupings on offense and give the defense different looks, and at the same time be able to give your offensive line and your quarterback an opportunity and running back an opportunity to get themselves going. So.
And you didn't mention King.
Early, in the first half, throughout the first half, and then McCoy comes out to start the third quarter and doesn't gain a yard on his first carry. I mean, how difficult is it to stick with the running game at that point?
Well, you've got a variety of things to choose from. So, as long as the score is relatively close and you're this is in general, and you're not down by, you know, 2-3 touchdowns, and then normally you can maintain your rhythm and your game plan, and you might have to make a few adjustments, which halftime, it's a good time to do that. So, yeah, that's what I'd tell you. Yeah. So in this type of game, sticking with the run, you can.
I don't know if you mentioned him. How's his?
Yeah, he'll practice. He's getting better, so we'll just see how he is. Yeah.
Did you anticipate him going back to starting left tackle when he's ready? Or?
Yeah, I want to see him out there, see what he can do first.
Jamar
Chaney,
did he have a chance to win that job?
Jamar did a decent job, yeah. Yeah, he did a pretty good job there.
Can you talk about the decision to go to Brown on second and goal in the fourth quarter?
Why did we do it? Yeah, well, we've been working him in, and you know, probably one of the things I probably should have done in hindsight is when we were down on the one there on the first drive of the second half was, I probably should have gotten him in there, fresh legs there. So same type of thought at that point.
Yeah, the goal line at the end of the fourth quarter when you guys end up with the field goal on the bootleg that, or when Vic flushed out, he almost made it sound like it was like just a clock killing type of play.
Well, no, not necessarily clock. It was it gave us three options. It gave us the two receivers on that side that we could work. And then it also added Mike into the equation as a runner. If the play wasn't there, as opposed to forcing something, and if Mike couldn't score by running, just go ahead and get down. Try to do it inbounds. Get down. The clock could continue to run. Then we line up. Now, there was plenty of time on the clock. I mean, it wasn't like he was going to run the clock all the way down. So, or run the clock out. So you get down, and we go ahead and kick the field goal.
Is that something you've added to the playbook?
That play right there, we probably run more than any play we have in our offense. Actually, I mean, you know, to be honest with you, that's that type of a play. Now we do it a bunch of different ways, but that actual.
Fourth option, getting down with.
No, but in that situation, that's just a situational thing. Yeah, to answer that, yeah, that's a situational deal.
Have you seen the progression? What progression have you seen from Dallas and Demetrius since they came in that third quarter against Baltimore till now?
Well, they're making progress. You know, Demetrius, I thought he played a pretty good game. A couple there were. He was expecting a chip, and the chip didn't show up, and so he got edged a little bit. But I thought for the most part he did a nice job. And Dallas continued to get better through the game. You know, so I thought his size and strength kind of showed up when we were running the football there. He had a few nice blocks there.
You mentioned the screen game. It seems something that you guys have been historically very good at. Just something's not happening this year. Can you explain what the problems are?
Well, you know, listen, if teams play it serves its purpose, because you're not going to get the same rush that you would normally get. You know, I think teams are aware that we're a pretty good screen team, so there are times where they pull off. I mean, you saw OC on the one. He was very aware of the screen that we ran. We didn't run a lot of them, but that one in particular, he was very aware of.
Is it sustainable to keep winning games by, say, 1 point, 2 points, these close games like you have?
I imagine it's sustainable. I'd like to keep winning. You know, so I'd like to keep winning by more than 1 and 2 points. I'd like that, but I like winning.
When exactly did Michael get hurt? His knee was
That was when he slid.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's when he slid. Okay. That's what I'm saying, Ruben.
Yeah. I mean, he'll practice Wednesday, I assume.
Yeah, he'll practice. Yeah, it was on that play that we're talking about, though.
Did you feel like watching the tape that in the red zone and trying not to turn the ball over, maybe you got a little too conservative?
No, I wasn't worried about. I was not worried about the turnovers or that. That's not where we were going. We tried to run the plays that we thought were best to score.
DRC says he's not a knee taker. I mean, obviously the guy's fast. He's a playmaker, and he's scored a bunch of touchdowns in his career. I mean, do you need to talk to him in those situations, or do you want him just to go out and try to make a play?
Well, there's a time and a place for everything. So, you know, he'll have a chance to look at it on tape and, you know, see the situation. So.
What's your evaluation of Nnamdi through four games? Just kind of things that he's doing well and maybe things that he needs to work on?
Well, listen, we've all got things we need to work on. So he's no exception. And he has that mentality to do that. I was proud that he came back in and, you know, fought like crazy to get back out there and to play. And you know, he challenged. That's what he did. And some of those, when you guys have a chance to look at the tape, you'll see that you know, when you have help over the top and you're in a trail position, sometimes it looks like you might be getting beat down the field. But there's reasons as you look at it that you'll see. So, I think he's a great player. He understands what we're doing, and he's making plays. And like any corner in this league, there's going to be one or two where you wish you had him back. But that's all part of it, especially in the type of defense that we run, where you're going to get up and you're challenging every snap.
Were you concerned about putting him back? He said he had very limited vision in that right eye. Were you concerned just in general about that might hurt the team to have a guy out there who can't really see?
Yeah, well, they did. You know, we were fortunate. We had a specialist right there. So he did the test on him for vision, and it worked out well. So by the time he went back onto the field, he was able to see.
What do you think the job Brandon Hughes did filling in for him? Because it seemed like the Giants kind of were going after him a little bit.
Hey, you know what? I thought Brandon got up and challenged too. They had the one catch on him, but he had a nice breakup on one of the plays, and he got up and challenged and did a nice job. He had the one in the end zone where, you know, sometimes guys grab other people's jerseys and pull them down, and he had a chance for an interception and kind of got snagged there a little bit. But they thought he played. I thought he came in and played well.
Andy Collins said that the coaches kind of challenged him last week. He ended up getting the most snaps out of defensive tackles. Did you like what you saw? You mentioned him during your prelude there, but why the challenge from the coaches, and how did you like how he responded?
Well, listen, he each guy is challenged. I mean, that's the name of this game. Coaches are challenged. Players are challenged. So that's a and they do that. Good teams do that within the team. So players challenge players, coaches challenge coaches, coaches challenge players, so on. So I mean, that's how it works. And for him, you know, I thought he played well against a good interior offensive line. I thought he really he played with a lot of grit in there. I thought.
Have the percentage or anything, but do you know about how often when you pass the Giants brought a corner or a safety or showed a look like they were going to turn a corner or safety?
Yeah, no, it was a fairly high percentage. I mean, it was it depended on the formation. They did it formationally, so normally away from our three receiver side. So
do they do that pretty often when you play them, or was this kind of something they?
Yeah,
just
they've done a variety of things. You remember a couple of years ago when we played up there. They did a lot of the zero blitz on us. And then they came back and the next time and played a little bit more zone with a couple zone blitzes. And then they went back and played man the last time we played them. And then they came back and kind of had a nice mix this game. So
hit on a few of the.
Consider how many games in this league come down to a fourth quarter possession, a fourth quarter drive. Like, how important is it for a team to establish early that it can handle those situations?
Well, it's important. This is what you know, is there are going to be new wrinkles in there that you need to be able to take care of. So most of the things that have been shown before, you're going to handle fairly well. The little new wrinkles on where they bring people or the new routes that might be thrown at the defense, and how you adjust to those are important. And if you can make those adjustments quick enough, good things can happen. And so, but you, the players have got to, and coaches have to maintain the right frame of mind to do that. And they can't get flustered by new things. They've got to be willing to change certain things here and there. And so I thought both groups did a nice job with that. Both the coaches and the players did a nice job.
Nick said after the game that he wasn't a fan of you icing the kicker there.
You know, for about 1 minute there, I wasn't a fan of myself either. So yeah, that was not a good thing.
Would you like to see the NFL maybe take that away from coaches, the ability to do that right before the kick?
I did for about a minute. I did for about a minute. I don't make the rules, so I'm not. But there was a period of time there that wasn't a real good feeling.
All right. With the corner and safety blitz, do you think that was kind of they saw how Arizona had success last week?